This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured every woman in the country that his government will eliminate every obstacle standing in the way of women's reservation. Addressing the nation tonight, the Prime Minister said those parties opposing women's reservation will not be able to prevent the nation's women from increasing their participation in Parliament and the state assemblies. He said the BJP and NDA's resolve to empower women remains unwavering. Mr. Modi said as the legislation related to the amendment of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam failed to secure the 66% of votes required to pass it, but the blessings of 100% of the nation's women are with his government. Mr. Modi stated that despite the government's best and most sincere efforts, it was unable to secure the passage of the legislation related to the amendment of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He said it was deeply painful to see that when this legislation in the interest of women was defeated, parties like Congress, DMK, SP and TMC were applauding, and by taking away women's rights, they were thumping their desks. The Prime Minister termed their act as a blow to the dignity and self-respect of women.
साथियों, हमारे लिए देश हित सर्वोपरि है, लेकिन जब कुछ लोगों के लिए दल हित सब कुछ हो जाता है, दल हित देश हित से बड़ा हो जाता है, तो नारी शक्ति को, देश हित को इसका खामियाजा उठाना पड़ता है। इस बार भी यही हुआ है। कांग्रेस, डीएमके, टीएमसी और समाजवादी पार्टी जैसे दलों की स्वार्थी राजनीति का नुकसान देश की नारी शक्ति को उठाना पड़ा है।
The Union Cabinet today gave approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the pool ensures that the Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa, even when transiting volatile maritime corridors. The cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners with effect from 1st January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. In Tamil Nadu, campaigning has geared up for the assembly elections as a single-phase voting is to be held on 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Modi today criticised opposition parties for not supporting the Women's Reservation Bill, alleging that they failed to prioritise the welfare of women. Addressing a rally at Kudisia in Coimbatore while campaigning for NDA partners, Mr. Modi said the DMK Congress alliance has focused on promoting family interest rather than empowering women from ordinary backgrounds to enter parliament and state assemblies. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections has intensified over the West Bengal, and senior leaders from Bharatiya Janata Party addressed rallies in different parts of the state. Leader of opposition Subhendu Adhikari held a rally in Nandigram in Purva Midnapur district, while Dilip Ghosh addressed a gathering in Kharagpur. The BJP leaders targeted the ruling Trinamool Congress over alleged mismanagement and corruption. Party leaders, including Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, campaigned in North Bengal. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today reviewed the ongoing situation in West Asia and assessed India's preparedness during an informal meeting of a group of ministers in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar, Minister of Chemical and Fertilizer J.P. Nadda, Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri, and Sarbanand Sonowal and other union ministers. During the meeting, the defence minister described the situation in West Asia as uncertain and volatile and said India must be ready for both de-escalation and any possible escalation. And that is the end of the news bulletin.